This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is our number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What is it that the left fails to get, to understand, to grasp, that painting cops as racist has consequences? How they fail to see this? Recently in New York, they fired a police officer over the death of black cigarette street seller Eric Garner. New York's police now are focused now on just playing it safe. According to Fox News, citing a report in the New York Post, the firing of NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo, who was involved in the fatal arrest of Eric Garner in 2014, appears to have already had an effect on the Big Apple, with the number of arrests dropping sharply compared to 2018 and cops warning of plummeting morale among New York City's finest. Just between August 17th, when Pantaleo was fired, and August 25th, arrests dropped by 27% compared to the same period in 2018. NYPD cops made 3,508 arrests compared to 4,827 a year earlier. Only a leftist could not see this coming. Only a leftist would believe that we control the police and they're just employees and we will do and say what we like. Yes, their job is dangerous. That's why that's why we hired them. And they knew it when they took the job. They knew there was a chance they could be assassinated in their car. They knew there was a chance they would be trying to do their job and, you know, maybe do something that was illegal for, you know, whatever. Or maybe it wasn't even illegal, or maybe it was just blown out of proportion, or whatever it was. They knew that we would turn on them as well. What happened in New York was a tough situation. Yes, it was a shame that Garner, an illegal seller of loose cigarettes, did die over what was called an illegal, if short-duration, chokehold. But the problem was more than cops using bad chokeholds. The lesson from this story could have been that Garner should not have been resisting arrest. With the further teachable moment, cops have to make split-second decisions, and this death that came of that not happening was about cops defending themselves from imminent harm rather than racial animus. Instead of that, though, the whole incident became dominated by the race hustlers whipping up racial controversy, even though there were some black cops that were involved in the arrest of Eric Garner, and then New York's blue city leftist politicians heaping all kinds of opprobrium for the New York Police Department as the Klan in blue. Now, as leftists, they already don't like cops. And starting with the city's much-detested mayor, Bill de Blasio, who once claimed that he had the talk with his multiracial son about the inherent racism of New York's cops against black people. The net result of that sorry act is what always happens when this kind of political grandstanding managed to, you know, be the thing that comes out. A long, slow police strike. They're still showing up, but now they're afraid to enforce a law, or quite possibly unwilling to enforce a law under these unacceptable ground conditions. If a cop can be fired for doing their job, the best course of action is to do less of their job. If the leftist blue city doesn't have the cops back, why the heck should they stick their necks out? If the legal ground under their feet is wobbly, then they need to find safer ground higher up. And the first thing that goes out the window with this, this is the thing that we all think that is just so easy to do, is proactive policing. That goes straight out the window. Because they're demonizing cops. How could anyone ever prove that a police officer didn't see something happening? If the cops are the bad guy now, now crime gets to be somebody else's problem. Being human, cops will pick and choose only the most politically and racially fireproof case before taking any enforcement action. Proactive enforcement equals a lost pension. If the left wants to politicize policing, then policing will come solely from the standpoint of the officer's political safety, not the city's physical safety. We saw this in Ferguson, when a completely innocent police officer lost his job due to the political establishment cheerleading to the claim, hands up, don't shoot, which was made worse by the Obama administration promoting the narrative. Coming from Wikipedia, the Ferguson effect is the idea that increased distrust of the police following the 2014 of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, has led to an increased crime rate or sometimes increased murder rate in major U.S. cities. The mechanism usually suggested that police have less vigorous enforcement in situations that might lead to backlash, though other mechanisms are suggested. The term was coined by Doyle Sam Dodson III, the chief of the St. Louis Police, to account for an increased murder rate in some U.S. cities following the Ferguson arrest. The left denied that that ever happened. But then we saw the Ferguson effect a second time in Baltimore with the death of another black man arrested for a crime, Freddie Gray, triggering more demonization of police by leftist politicians looking to make more hay. And once again, arrests plummeted. Coming from USA Today, in the space of just a few days in spring 2015, as Baltimore faced a wave of rioting after Freddie Gray, a black man died from injuries he suffered in the back of a police van. Officers in nearly every part of the city appeared to turn a blind eye to everyday violations. They still answered calls for help, but the number of potential violations they reported seeing themselves dropped by nearly half. It has largely stayed that way since. What officers are doing is they're just driving, looking forward. They've got horse blinders on, says Kevin Forrester, a retired Baltimore detective. Surge of shootings and killings that follows left Baltimore easily the deadliest large city in the United States. Their murder rate reached an all-time high of last year. 342 people were killed. The number of shootings in some neighborhoods has more than tripled. One man was shot to death steps from a police station. Another was killed driving in a funeral procession. Only an idiot couldn't see this stuff coming. The left will be sure to die. Anything's happening. Nothing to see here. Move along, as the cops say. Yet it's unmistakable that there's a pattern occurring. It's a failure of the leftist leadership of the city, but it's also a failure of the voters who elect them. If the blue city denizens want to keep electing people who demonize cops, they're going to have to start getting used to a big surge in crime as the cops stop enforcing the law proactively. And denial's not going to stop this, and the reality is nobody can force a cop to be a hero. So what comes now is what always comes of wholesale pain of cops as racists over every controversial event. They start taking steps to protect themselves first. They're going galt. And isn't it interesting that where they're doing this, these are all basically gun control utopias. So those of you who have voted these politicians in these cities where you have demonized the cops, soon, you know, I have to rely on myself. And I actually have tools that will help me do that. And you don't. And I find no, I'm not happy about that at all. I'm not happy about the short-sightedness of this. So, we need, you know, the culture is, we seem to be devolving. Because there seems to be no interest in self-preservation among certain people in certain areas. If you're not going to be allowed to have a gun in a city, then you're going to have to rely on the police. And that's you know, you're going to be a long time waiting. And now, depending on where you are, they may never show up. Not till the sun's up. Reaping what is sown, I think is what we call this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So I was doing a little thinking. A little whimsy, if you will. Thinking, what would it be like if somebody wrote a letter to the senators and representatives in the U.S. Congress, and they all actually read it? If we knew they were going to read it, how would we take advantage of this opportunity? What would we say to drive our point home? It might sound something like this. Dear senators / representatives, every time a tragedy happens, you steal a slice of our rights. A sliver here, shaving there. The result is always the same. We lose our rights for meaningless laws that will not make anyone safer or criminals less dangerous. You sell our right as a PR stunt to win votes, and then you don't even enforce them. Fine, we all accept that sometimes that needs to happen, but how about you include our needs and wants as part of your bipartisan compromise? How about us, the 120 to 150 million American gun owners? How about we get our needs addressed? How about we cut a deal? Background check, sure, on all sales of new or used firearms, but we want national insta-check. We want what you originally promised us, that any gun store or police station, we can walk in and clear the transfer in 10 minutes. You can still give a gun to a family member or lend a gun to a friend for a day's shooting. If we do this, we want an end to waiting periods, too. You want red flag. Okay, but there must be safeguards. Phony claims must be prosecuted. Guns confiscated for legitimate claims may be held no more than 60 days. The purpose of red flag is to keep people safe, not to punish gun owners. In that 60-day period, you'll have time for a proper hearing. Penalize any state that exceeds these limits with real consequences. We want CCW reciprocity. Complete a 16-hour course, the new NRA CCW course will do, and you can carry anywhere in the country. We want you to declare all AR variants in common use. Better yet, simply define in common use as any firearm with 1 million or more in use. End waiting period for firearms. Any illegal alien who tries to buy a firearm should be jailed and then deported. So maybe, just maybe, you could stop selling us down the river with the assumption we'll always be there for you. We won't. We did not come out for Bush 41. We did not come out for McCain or Romney. If you sell us out, we may stay home in November 2020. Have you got that? Give back some rights and protections for those that you bargain away. Gun control is about scaring suburban women into voting for Democrats. Renovation of gun law is about modernizing how guns are managed in your country. Some of you will say, hey, this is compromise. We shouldn't have to compromise. We should not have to surrender. And I have to agree with you. But the fact is we can do two things. We could get a balance of things we want or lose it all, depending on how the elections go. See, the problem, as I see it here, is not so much. See, the reason compromise may become necessary is because gun owners, in a lot of cases, are apathetic. If they can't get everything they want, if they can't get the whole bushel, they'll do without any of it. And then they wake up one day, and then it's gone. Now, compromises up to this point has been pretty much a matter of us losing more than we get. We need to change that around to where we get more than we lose. That's one thing. We might win this battle, but unless we find some sort of common ground, we may lose the war. We do need more youth shooting. We need more support for the Friends of the NRA. We need more high school programs and college scholarships. The NRA is going to survive, and long after Wayne LaPierre is gone, it would be nice if it could still be, if it could come out of this a little lighter, a little harder, and a little meaner. And we need to be prepared for that moment. right now at the NRA. Wayne LaPierre is the Mad King dismantling the NRA as he clings to power while our rights burn. And we're on our own. And this will be LaPierre's legacy as the man who sold out American gun owners for his own wealth. I don't know where he goes from here. I've got a few places I could suggest. I'm not going to say I'm here. I'm comforted by the knowledge that in the end, we all end up as dust anyway. But don't, you know, if you're going to confront, address, talk to your representatives, don't be despotic. Be polite. Be professional. And at the end of the day, we have the Constitution and the people on our side. We do not have to let the cowards give away our rights. But in order for that to be the way things go, we have to get active. You have to get active. I have to get active. The Republic sits in the balance. Right now, a lot of youth are turning to socialism, which they don't really understand. I don't know what the answer to that one is, but what I do know is that I don't want to be remembered as the last generation where we were a republic. I don't think you want to either. We're going to have to figure out a way to manipulate the system the way the left does, except we got to manipulate it our way instead of their way. And we got to stop giving away more than we get. So, a lot of things in play here. That was just a suggestion, just a thought, you know. I do agree we've already surrendered enough. But I'm looking to figure out a way to change the momentum and turn it into the other direction. And I'll do whatever I got to do to make that happen, if I was put in charge of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expanding the state of emergency for Hurricane Dorian. The Republican governor announced late Thursday afternoon that the emergency declaration now covers all 67 counties in Florida. Governor DeSantis also reminds people,
there's no way you could have a storm of this significance and not lose power. So just prepare for that. You should also prepare if you're in an area that experiences flooding when you have significant rain events. Well, guess what? If you're impacted by this storm, you know, you are going to see a lot of water.
President Trump announcing the establishment of U.S. Space Command at the White House.
With today's action, we open another great chapter in the extraordinary history of the United States military. SpaceCom will ensure that America's dominance in space is never questioned and never threatened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You must have a heart of stone if you haven't been bursting into uncontrollable hysterical laughter at the agony of the failing New York Times and the rest of the media over how conservative activists are going to apply the same internet colonoscopy to the leftist journalistas as they apply to us. Monsters, fascists, meanies. Yeah, that's a ticket. Drink in their pain. Drink it all in. That's some great tasting pain. Because now conservatives are fighting back. And to the other side, it's an assault on the free press and further evidence that Trump is totally Hitler and probably Stalin, too. But to us, it's long overdue counterpunching right into the Prague's soft gut. This is all righteous retribution. And the screaming and hollering about it is further evidence that there's plenty of dirt to dig up. So, welcome to Accountability City. Population, all you leftist media jerks. For years, these pompous hacks have clobbered ordinary folks whose only crime is making fun of Obama at a rodeo, or making a funny meme about liberals, or understanding that there are only two genders. They pored over the social media accounts of lesser mortals, highlighting thought crimes and sometimes thoughtlessness with malignant glee. They tried to teach us rubes the lesson that disobedience and defiance brings cancellation. They took normal people and hauled them up onto the Aztec altar of human sacrifice to have their beating hearts cut out to appease the demon demigods of wokeness. So take that, grandmother who likes Trump on Facebook. Take that, random congressional staffer who gets snarky about the Obama girls partying. Take that, restaurant that supports candidates the Santa Monica swells dislike. Take that, kid who stands there while some Frigidaire-born Ranger veteran of Dick Blumenthal's platoon in NAM channels Elizabeth Warren by pounding a drum. And now the media critics are stunned. Stunned. At the fact that these new rules they created are going to be applied as a suppository of justice right back at them. Right now they're fuming that this is terrible. They're outraged that the very same standard of transparency that they wish to apply to their enemies is getting applied to them, too. Now, it's vitally important that the preferences and positions of ordinary citizens can be publicly exposed so liberal bully boys and bully girls and non-gender conforming bullies can harass, assault, and intimidate their victims into submission. Yet it's also vitally important that the racist, homophobic, and otherwise obnoxious ravings our alleged betters remain hidden because. There's an undeniable satisfaction to be had when you pull out the old Saul Alinsky book, Rules for Radicals, and then you apply that to these weasels. In taking the new rules they pioneered and ramming them down their lefty, punk, collectivist throat. You know, we've been warning them for years that the idea of a two-track system of social accountability, one where there's one set of rules for the elite and another for us normals, is totally unsustainable. But to point out that these are new rules is almost beside the point. To our elite, there's no rules. At least not for them. The concept of rules is simply inapplicable to them. There are rules for you, for me, for the normal people. How else would they be able to hold on to their prestige and their power? And the sinecures, if a complex web of formal and informal social regulations designed to keep us in thrall and leave them unaccountable for their myriad failures. No, there's no rules for them. Rules are limitations. Rules create obstacles. Rules limit the ability to do as you please. The will of the elite is justification enough. See, rules are actually immoral when applied to our betters, because rules might foil our betters from fully exercising their better natures to the normal's disadvantage. Except we're not playing it. Not anymore. What's notable about the fallout from this revelation is how few conservatives wimped out with the kind of Frito-Con bleeding about how this is not who we are and we're better than that. Even formerly squishy conservatives are no longer being sissies about getting their hands dirty as they pummel the leftist jerks in the public arena. Now, yeah, some of the Ahoy boys on Joe Walsh's campaign team probably fussed about it, but no one reads their crappy cruise brochure, so how would we know? And the rest of conservatism is unified through the magic of hysterical laughter. Conservative wokeness is spreading. See, the media's, but we're a bunch of neutral truth-tellers dedicated to the truth and to telling it act, got to be too much. You can't have all the respect and deference on objective news monk might deserve, yet still get to act like an active partisan. Dinner is not all dessert. You got to eat your vegetables too, and the broccoli is you not inserting your personal opinion into the news. Ice cream sundaes, you being respected as unbiased. You got to gobble your veggies, but they don't want to. The New York Times leaked transcript from a few weeks ago wrecked any chance of anyone falling for their all the news that fit to print baloney ever again. When the scribblers are hassling their editor because the paper isn't calling Trump racist often enough, you've old yellered objectivity. When you openly plan to replace American history with a garbage narrative designed to undermine the moral foundation of our citizens' right to self-government in order to solidify your own caste's hold on power, you've chosen a side in the octagon, so don't be shocked if someone figuratively busts a chair over your skull. Oh, well. You media hacks chose a side, and now you're going to be treated like anyone else who chooses a side. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it hurts bad. The thing is, we are used to it on the conservative side because we've been beaten by your chairs on our skulls for a long time. We can take it. You're not used to it. You're soft, and you're really, really weak. And when you get hurt, when you get hit, when you get pummeled, when you get punched, when you get kicked, when you get stomped, it's going to hurt real bad. I mean, it's going to be, what can you do to stop the pain? And there will be nothing you can do to stop the pain. The pain will persist until we're done, until we're tired of it, until we're bored with it. But it will go on for a nice long time because as we're doing this, we're going to sit back and we're going to say to ourselves, your suffering is so glorious to behold. Because you wanted to vanquish us. You never had the capacity to do it, or nor the capability. And what you have done is you've managed to do something that nobody else has managed to do. You got us to that critical mass. Here we come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Many people try to claim that the Founding Fathers had no idea what weapons today would look like when they drafted the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. So let's talk about a cat named Joseph Belton. He was an inventor and gunsmith from Philadelphia. He claimed to have devised a new form of flintlock musket that was capable of firing as many as 16 consecutive shots in as little as 20 seconds. After the gun had fired its consecutive loads, it could then be reloaded individually like all other traditional firearms of that era. He first wrote to Congress about his new invention on April 11, 1777. Letting them know he was available to demonstrate his invention to them at any time. So Congress ordered 100 examples of his new improved gun. They authorized him to oversee the construction of new guns or alteration of existing guns so that they were capable of discharging 8 rounds with one loading and that he receive a reasonable compensation for his trouble and be allowed all just and necessary expenses. May 7th, he replied to Congress with his terms regarding what he felt to be reasonable compensation. In order to determine his fee, he wanted to arm 100 soldiers with his invention and demonstrate the capabilities of such armed men to a panel of 4 military officers, 2 of Congress's choosing and 2 of Belton's choosing. The officers would then determine how many men they felt Belton's 100 men were equivalent to when carrying a standard firearm. For example, 100 specially armed men were equivalent to 200 regularly armed men, etc., etc. For his ability to double the manpower, he felt that he was entitled to 1,000 pounds for every 100 men he armed from a given state. He justified his price by claiming that a state could not raise, equip, and clothe 100 men for 1,000 pounds, making his 100 men armed as though they were 200 men a bargain. 1,000 pounds in 1777 is the equivalent of 150,000 pounds today. So if all 13 states outfitted 100 men, he received 13,000 pounds, or 1.9 million pounds today. Belton felt his rate of compensation was very reasonable. Congress disagreed, though. He argued that arming 3,000 men or more with his invention created innumerable advantages beyond description on the battlefield, making his compensation very reasonable. And as this is how he felt, his terms were non-negotiable. If Congress refused or attempted to haggle in any way, he would withdraw his offer completely. For those doing the math, 3,000 men armed with Belton's repeater would mean that he collect more than 4.5 million pounds in today's currency. He might have realized immediately that his demands were more than outlandish because the next day on May the 8th, he wrote a letter to John Hancock lowering his fee to 500 pounds for doubling, 1,500 pounds for tripling, and 2,000 pounds for quadrupling, and so forth. On May the 15th, Congress read Belton's letter to the body. They quickly dismissed it because of his extraordinary allowance. No one saw that one coming, right? Congress considered the matter dropped, and they didn't reply to Belton, likely assuming he would take this lack of reply as a refusal. So, after he heard nothing for more than a month, he wrote them again on Saturday, June the 14th. This time, he claimed he could accurately hit targets with his rifle out to 100 yards and possibly even out to 200 yards. He offered to demonstrate this feat to Congress on the following Monday at 10 a.m. in the State House yard. The same day that Belton wrote his letter, Congress was involved with something that would prove to be far more important. On June 14, 1777, the Continental Congress approved the design for a national flag. With Congress engaged in more pressing matters, Belton's letter went unanswered for almost a month when he decided to write again. This time he was not nearly as polite as his previous ones. This time he tried to rile members of the body by claiming the Great Britain regularly pays 500 pounds for lesser services. If he mused, the little island could afford such payments, surely this extensive continent could do the same. He also enclosed a letter signed by General Horatio Gates, Major General Benedict Arnold, before he became a turncoat, well-known scientist David Rittenhouse, and others, all claiming that his invention would be of great service in the defense of lives, redoubts, ships, and even in the field, and that they felt Belton was entitled to a handsome reward from the public. Having received the letter immediately, they resolved that same day to refer his petition to the Board of War made up of five delegates. Among those five delegates was John Adams, Benjamin Harrison V, father and great-grandfather of the 9th and 23rd presidents of the United States, respectively. 9 days later, Congress got word from the Board of War. Much to Belton's dismay, they dismissed his petition altogether. At this point, he may have finally gotten the hint that Congress wasn't going to authorize this kind of a payment for his services. And there was no more correspondence between Belton and Congress. Despite the fact that Belton failed to convince the Continental Congress about his repeating rifle, it's still a very important story. He invented his gun in 1777. The Bill of Rights wasn't ratified until 1791. That means our founding fathers not only knew about repeating rifles 14 years before the creation of the Second Amendment, but that they thought highly enough of the idea to pursue further development and implementation of such technology. Now, the fact that it proved to be cost prohibitive is moot, as it certainly could have been done if Congress and Belton had agreed upon the definition of reasonable compensation. So they not only conceived of it, they had been offered that type of a weapon prior to the ratification of the Bill of Rights. Next time somebody tells you that, tell them the story of Belton and his repeating flintlock. The Green New Deal would take us back into the Stone Age. But we don't have to worry about postulating what it would be like. Georgetown, Texas, population 75,000, is now the new poster child for the green movement, and we're seeing the fruits that they have done. First of all, this is a state, they're in deep red Texas. They applied for a $1 million grant from Bloomberg's nonprofit, Bloomberg Philanthropies, and they won it. And they wanted to use this for energy storage innovation and batteries. The grant's only real requirement was that the city serve as a PR platform in Bloomberg's push to convince Americans to abandon affordable fossil fuel and switch to the more costly renewable energy. Trouble started when the promise of cheaper renewable energy was mugged by reality. The electric bills went up as more wind and solar power displaced cheaper natural gas in the power portfolio of their municipal utility. politicians scrambled for cover because they really like being politicians. And the bloom came off of Georgetown's renewable rose. Now they're trying to figure out how to unwind the renewable mess that they and their predecessors loaded themselves into. They're facing a $7 million shortfall. Money that has to be made up by the city's residents through higher electricity costs. They're trying to wiggle out of this. They voted 5-0 to kill the deal. There's not a single city in the United States, in the contiguous 48 states, that runs solely on wind and solar power. And the reason is simple. Electricity gets to cities via a grid, and that grid draws its energy from a variety of sources, mostly natural gas. Large-scale dams, of course, are out of favor, but, you know, renewables power about 10% of the U.S. grid last year. So that means that cities like Georgetown, which have contracted to take power from wind and solar farms hundreds of miles away, don't risk blackouts on windless nights because reliable power is delivered from a grid getting power from fossil fuel. Well, it's just blown up in their face. The voters will take care of the Green New Deal if it ever gets brought up. Don't worry about that. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.